Here's the text translated to English. Power plant south of Yemeni capital hit by aggression, Houthi-run TV says. Erin downgraded to formidable Category 4 hurricane, NHC says. Oil markets seem bearish after Trump-Putin-Alaska meeting. In Michigan's cherry country, the federal safety net is fraying. U.S. Commerce Department widens products subject to steel, aluminum tariffs. Russia decree opens door for Exxon return to Sakhalin 1 project. Trump administration unveils stricter subsidy rules for wind solar projects. Exclusive. U.S. mulled use of Russia icebreakers for gas development ahead of summit, sources. Oil settled nearly $1 lower as Trump-Putin talks loom. USDA to build Texas facility to fight flesh-eating screwworms. Canadian government moves to end Air Canada strike, seeks binding arbitration. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. Exclusive. ESPN will not air Spike Lee's docuseries on Colin Kaepernick, citing creative differences. Is Target the next Best Buy? What is Team Trump thinking when it comes to future of Fannie Freddie? Will the U.S. be self-sufficient in analog semiconductors? Why these analysts say investors may not care if the Fed doesn't cut rates in September? Investing.com's stocks of the week. Does GPT-5 signal the beginning of the end for software? Is the economy already benefiting from an AI boom? Foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries climb to record $9.3 trillion in June. U.S. retail sales rise in July. Softening job market poses risk to spending. India plans sweeping consumption tax cuts by October to boost economy. U.S. business inventories rise as expected in June. U.S. manufacturing production stalls in July. U.S. consumer sentiment weakens in August. Inflation expectations rise. Business inventories meet forecast with 0.2% increase, signaling steady consumer demand. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index dips, revealing economic concerns. U.S. industrial production dips, undermining dollar strength. U.S. import prices rebound in July on higher consumer goods costs. EU push to protect digital rules holds up trade statement with U.S. Financial Times reports. Trump tells Zelensky that Putin wants more of Ukraine, urges Kyiv to make a deal. Canada praises U.S. stance on Ukraine's security guarantees. Melania Trump sends letter to Putin about abducted children. Is Trump the mortar for the BRICS? What are the economic implications of Trump's doubts over public statistics? UBS lists 7 key macro themes to position ahead of fall. Feds Daily says rate cuts could start next month. Feds Daily says rate cuts could start next month, sees couple this year. Trump-Putin meeting, Ukraine war, tariffs, and better cooperation dominate talks. Bernstein discusses different investment options to invest in Ethereum. Bitcoin price today steadies at $118,000 from record high as hot US PPI weighs DeFi. Development Corp buys $22 million in Solana tokens. SharpLink holds 728,804 ETH, reports $103.4 million quarterly loss. OFA Group launches blockchain strategy for senior housing deals. CoinW completes major platform upgrade, entering a new era in the future of trading. Ethereum-based meme coin. Pepito near stage 10 raises over $16 in presale, as Ethereum eyes $10,000. Foresight Ventures announces appointment of Alice Lee and Zach Sui as partners. American Bitcoin eyes acquisitions in Japan, Hong Kong report. Mawari partners with Caldera to launch Mawari Network, enabling real-time streaming of immersive, AI-powered experiences globally. Prime Drink Group receives extension for annual financial filings. Cathie Wood's ARK ETF focuses on Roblox and CoreWeave stock buys. Japanese labor consulting firm Aryojbaba raises $5 million in NASDAQ IPO. Neighbors Energy Transition Corp. Attuit extends business combination deadline. Westport Fuel Systems files $100 million shelf prospectus. OpenAI employees to sell $6 billion in shares at $500 billion valuation, Bloomberg.